This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico week in review. And friend, this one's got a little bit of everything: courtrooms, contracts, and some numbers that'll make you sit up straight. Let's get into it. We start with something heavy, because it deserves to be named plainly. A judge has found cause for trial in the Quintana Housing Project massacre case, with Anderson Beard Mello now set to face proceedings in court. This is a case that's been sitting heavy on a community's heart, and this ruling means the process moves forward a step toward answers for the families who've been waiting for them. We'll keep following it, and we'll keep telling it straight. And on that same somber note, new data this week paints a sobering picture. Puerto Rico is averaging 2 violent deaths every single day so far in 2026, 2 every day. That's not a statistic to skim past, that's neighbors, that's families, that's a community carrying real grief. It's the kind of number that should make all of us pause and ask what more can be done. Related to that thread, and look, connect these dots with me for a second, a federal report dropped this week calling Puerto Rico an intense drug trafficking zone, a key transshipment point moving narcotics from South America up to the mainland. It's not exactly a shocker if you've been paying attention, but seeing it in federal ink adds weight to conversations we need to keep having about security and support for the island. Okay, let's shift gears, because now we're talking money, and oh boy, is there a story here. EA bondholders looked at the fiscal board's $3 billion debt offer and said, nope, rejected it, which means the power authority's financial saga continues. Folks, this negotiation is far from over, and you can bet there's more haggling ahead before anybody signs anything. And speaking of things getting overturned, the appeals court just voided the government's salary regulation for central government employees. According to the union, the government tried to skip some steps in the legal process, and the court basically said try again. It's a reminder that even when it comes to paychecks, you've got to follow the rules, no shortcuts allowed, not even for the government itself. So that's your week, a mix of justice moving forward, hard truths in the data, and some serious back and forth over money and rules, heavy in places, sure, but that's real life on this island, and we tell it to you straight, every single time. That's 787 Daily for this week. Head to 787daily.com to read every one of these stories in full. And before you go, your Puerto Rico fun fact for the week: Puerto Rico is made up of 78 municipalities. 78. Now go enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch you right back here next week.